Allied Irish Bank, Ireland's largest bank, says a foreign exchange trader working at its U.S. subsidiary is suspected of defrauding it of $750 million. The employee, John Rusnak, has been missing since Monday when he didn't show up for work. But Rusnak's lawyer says his client is not a fugitive and that he's stolen no money. NPR's Barbara Mantel reports.
Allied Irish Bank said Rusnak is suspected of entering fictitious foreign exchange trades into the books of its U.S. subsidiary, Allfirst Financial. Allfirst is based in Baltimore, and it's one of the 50 largest banks in the U.S. Allfirst had been conducting an internal investigation for several weeks. The alleged fraud apparently went back a year. Banking experts say Rusnak might have been trying to hide losses that he had incurred through unauthorized trades. At a news conference in Dublin, Michael Buckley, chief executive of Allied Irish Bank, said he called in the FBI to search for the missing trader, who up to last weekend was cooperating with the internal investigation. Buckley said it's not clear if Rusnak, a 37-year-old American with a wife and two children, was working alone or with others.
And until such time, really, as he is interviewed and the rest of the investigation runs its course, we won't actually know definitively whether there was collusion and if there was, with whom.
This could be one of the larger trading scandals since Nick Leeson ran up more than $1 billion in unauthorized trades at Barings, the British investment bank that subsequently collapsed in 1995. Allied Irish Bank executives say their company, better known in Ireland as AIB, is in no such danger, although they called the $750 million loss a heavy blow. Speaking in Parliament, Bertie Ahern, the Irish Prime Minister, also sought to reassure bank customers.
AIB will still be profitable, and I think that's what their customers want to know. AIB's capital base remains strong. There's no danger to AIB account holders of any loss of funds, Collier, or indeed to the solvency of the bank.
After the collapse of Barings in 1995, banks around the world tightened their internal oversight so that rogue traders could be caught before they did real damage. Mark Thomas, a bank analyst in London with the firm Fox Pitt Kelton, says he's sure Allied Irish Bank tightened its oversight too. But if an employee colludes with someone, oversight can break down.
Taking a far simpler example, if when you are a retail bank and you have a safe, you will typically have two people that have got keys to the safe, so you can't just have one individual that runs off with all the money. If those two people have an affair and they both have keys, then they can run off with all the money in the safe.
But even with collusion, Thomas says it should not have taken Allied Irish Bank subsidiary a year to catch on, and that it's clear the subsidiary's oversight was too weak. But Thomas cautions, rogue trading cannot be completely eliminated. Using the analogy of the bank safe, he says the necessary oversight would be too expensive and too cumbersome.
You could be in a position where you actually said, right, we want to have 30 people with keys to the safe, but then it becomes totally unworkable.
It's a matter of weighing the expense of such oversight against the risk of fraud. Thomas expects banks around the world will be reevaluating that equation once again. The Central Bank of Ireland, the U.S. Federal Reserve, the FBI, and the Baltimore U.S. Attorney's Office are all investigating the suspected fraud at Allied Irish Bank. The bank has suspended five employees at its Allfirst subsidiary, including John Rusnak. Barbara Mantel, NPR News.